Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shabbos, Perek Chav Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Chav Yashen Ishbara. We have over here a small barrel that broke. Let's say it's a barrel of wine, and the wine is pouring out. What do we do? So the Batanura explains, if you have one big keli that you can pour it into, there's no problem. But suppose I don't have a big keli to pour it into. And I say, quick, bring me more shizzles, bring me more buckets, quick. Well, don't be so quick, because there are some limitations over here. Chaviyah Shanishbara, a barrel that broke, Metzilin Emena, you could only save from it, Mazayin Shalish Sudais. The Mazayin, that's the nourishment, the food, for 3 Sudais. This is assuming you didn't eat the first Suda yet, that it's Friday night before the Suda. If it's Friday night after the Suda, you could only save 2 Sudais. And if it's Shabbos afternoon, you can only save 1 Suda, if you already ate the morning Suda. Now, what's the problem? Why can't I bring in as many buckets and pour it in as I want? Remember what we learned about the concern of Chazal when it comes to extinguishing a fire? That if we let him take whatever he wants, he's going to panic. I want more thing, and then he's going to extinguish the fire. When it comes to food, too, we're scared for a similar thing. He's going to be so worried about losing his wine, he's going to say, another chisel, get me that chisel over there! Not realizing that chisel over there is an Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Chazal set down rules limiting the amount that he's allowed to save. Now, some say Chazal were scared that he may come to repair the broken barrel. Whatever the case may be, this is the halacha. Chav Yashanishbra, a barrel that broke, Matzilin Emena, you can save from this barrel, Zayin Shalish Sudais. If it's before he ate the 3 Sudais, that's what he can save for. If it's wine, whatever wine he needs for those 3 Sudais. If it's oil, whatever oil he needs for those 3 Sudais. V'yamal Yacherim, he could say to others, Boyu Vatzilu Lechem, you come and save for yourself as well. If you didn't eat your 3 Sudais yet, you take for 3 Sudais. Ubalvat, provided, Shalai Yisbaig. Remember the word Tzvaig? It's a sponge. Shalai Yisbaig means that he shouldn't soak it up with a sponge. Although really we learned in the previous Mishnah, you can wipe a tableboard with a sponge, as long as it has a leather handle. And Lechair would be an ingenious idea over here. He doesn't have any shizzle, so let him grab a sponge to absorb the wine, and then he's going to allow it to drip into a container. So you can't do that, says the Batanura, because it's weekday activity. It's Gederach Shu Oisim Bechel. For that matter, Zok the Rav Eiter, you can't gather oil or honey in your hand and wipe them off on a container, because that also is considered weekday activity. He can't squeeze fruit. To get the juice out. What's wrong with that? Zakta batanura would be mefarik, which is a tolda of dash. What does mefarik mean? Can you think of a word that you sing in the Zmiris of Friday night, which is the same sherish? Parabavayik. Yeah, so now what does proik mean? Break away. Take out. Take us out from Galus. There's a mitzvah of prika and teina. What does prika mean? To help someone unload. So mefarik would mean unloading the food from a place where it was hidden, that I didn't see it till now, and now I'm taking it out. That would be a tolda of dash, tolda of threshing. What happens when you thresh? You extract the grains that are hidden within the husk. So really when you're pressing the fruit to get out the juice, it's a tolda of that. That's why you can't press peres to get out the juice. Ain't seich dinas a peres, you can't squeeze peres lehoitzimen mashkin, to get out the mashkin. Well, what happens if yatsu me'atzman, the juice came out on its own? Then it's a surin. You can't drink it on Shabbos. Because we're scared, if you're going to drink the juice that came out on its own, you're going to say, this is good. Hey, let me just squeeze this a drop more. Rabbi Huda says, really it depends. Imli achlin, if the pears were set aside for eating, you didn't intend to draw juice from this at all, so a yaitzimin, what comes out of it, mutter is mutter. Imli mashkin, if the pears were set aside, taka, for juice, Hayyitzim mehen, what comes out, even though it came out on its own, aser, it would be aser. So the Gemara tells us that the emes, there are 3 different levels over here. There's zeisim and anavim, olives and grapes, that's aser min hatayr. Memel. If someone sets aside olives or grapes, even for eating, everybody would agree, you cannot use the juice that comes out of it, even the juice that came out on its own. Although you set this aside for eating, but you're happy. Oh, look at my grapes, there's such good wine over here. Look at the oil, such good oil from these olives. And therefore, Chazal assessed human psychology. The next thing you know is, you're going to come to start squeezing it. And this is true even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The machloikis in Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, where Rabbi Yehuda says if you set it aside for food, then you could use the mashka that comes out on its own, is referring to a category of grapes that the Gemara calls tusim ramayna, mulberries or pomegranates. And these are fruits that are sometimes used for juice, most of the time not. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that since they're not generally valued for their juice, so if you gather them to eat, you know, he's not so happy that the juice comes out of it. I'm not scared he's going to come to press it. Chazal say no. Meaning the Chachamim say that since these fruits are also occasionally used for their juice, so the owner at the end may talk and forget and come to squeeze it, even though he set it aside for eating. But there's a third category of fruits which are kamat never pressed for their juice, like plums. Gemara gives several examples. Here, even the Chachamim agree that any juice which flows out of it could be used. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Chalais d'vash. What are chalais d'vash? Well, there's something called a kaveres. That's like a box. And this is where, you know, the bees come in and they make their honey. And inside, there's like a bunch of, try to imagine a bunch of like picture frames that are standing upward. But inside, there's no picture. You have little things that look like the tops of chalais. And that's the honey, like the cakes of honey. It's called honeycombs. So chalais d'vash, sheriskan, you crushed it, me'erev Shabbos, me'erev Shabbos. You have to crush it to allow the honey to flow from them. So I crushed it on erev Shabbos. V'yatsu me'atzma, and then it flows out by itself. So it came out by itself on Shabbos. I didn't squeeze it on Shabbos. Asurim, this honey is asur on Shabbos. Why? Because I'm scared you're going to come to crush some of the honeycombs that were not crushed before Shabbos. Rebbe Lazar Matir. Rebbe Lazar says normally you don't squeeze the honeycombs. Normally once you crush it before Shabbos, the honey just keeps coming and coming and coming. So the ghosts say that somehow he's going to get excited and start squeezing it or start crushing it. Rebbe Lazar is not worried for that. So quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that if you have a broken chavias on Shabbos and the wine, let's say, is pouring out, you can save mazin of shalosh sudis. That's if you need separate kalim. With one kale, you can pour everything in. You can say to others, come and take your three sudas worth. And again, we're talking about where he didn't eat any of the three sudas yet. We said you can't squeeze peiris to take out the mashka, and it's mefarik, which is a telda of dash. If it comes out on its own, the mashka is aser. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If you set it aside for food, then the mashka that comes out on its own, it's mutter. If you set it aside for juice, then what comes out on its own is aser. And we explained that there are three categories of peiris. You remember the first category? Zaysim v'yanovim, that's Asr Minatayra, Hakol Moidim, being that the primary purpose or the chashivas of Zaysim and Anovim is for their juice. Therefore, even if you set it aside for food, Hakol Moidim, even Rabbi Yehuda, whatever comes out of it is Asr. I'm scared you're going to get excited and start squeezing it. The machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is in regard to the middle category, the types of fruit that are sometimes used for juice. Here's where Rabbi Yehuda says if you set it aside for food, it's okay. There's a third category, like plums, for example, which is almost never used for juice. Here, even the chacham would be maida, juice that comes out on its own would be mutter. And finally, we learned about honeycombs. He said if you started to crush it before Shabbos, so the honey keeps coming on its own. Tanakama holds, despite that, whatever comes out on Shabbos is aser, Rabbi Eliezer, or as some are Gairus Rabbi Lazar, is matir.